Okay, we're on Chaf and Mabez. Again, Menachem, thank you for taking over yesterday. Omar Mar, Chaf and Mabez, seven lines up from the bottom. Quoting from what Reb Zera said earlier on the Amud. Omar Mar, Tzarech Shiyehe Laila V'yom Menachodesh, or Menachadosh, Minalan. How do you know, Reb Zera says that one has to have the night and the day from the Chodesh. What does that mean? So Rashi explained up above. Let's say the old moon is sighted at night. Let's say after the 29th day, the old moon is sighted at night. So the following day, one cannot accept testimony, or Adam cannot testify, that they saw the new moon. Right? If once you have the nighttime, which is part of one month, the following day also goes with the previous month, because that's the halacha in Judaism and Yahadus, that the night comes before the day, and the day is Nigrar Achar Halayla. So that's the halacha of Reb Zera from before. Minalan, and this is important for Edom, and it's important for Bezdin also, not accepting Edus if they saw the moon the previous night. They cannot accept Edus to say it's the next month, the following day. Minalan, what's the makar? What's the makar that Yom Holach Achar Halayla? So the Gemara quotes two makaris. Reb Yochanan Amar Me Erev Ad Erev, Pasik Ba Yom Kippur, from nighttime till nighttime. So you see, nighttime is the beginning of the day. Rish Lakish Amar ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim lachodesh ba'erev. Talking about Pesach until the 21st day of the month, ba'erev, evening time. So when evening time is the end, meaning it's the end of the time of eating matzah, so the or not having chametz. So the following day, when erev comes, that's the start of the following day. There are other makoros quoted in other sources. We know Vayera Vayivoker. It's another one of the makoros that the day in Yahadus starts at night. But here are two other sources quoted. My B'nai, was there any difference between these two psukim, the one by Yom Kippur of Me'erev at Erev and the one by Pesach? Two answers. Avaya Amar Mashmaz Darshim Ikir B'nayu. First answer is that really there is no halachic difference between them. And there's just a question of how you darshan the psukim. Rava Amar No, Chatzos Laila Ikir B'nayu. Now the difference is, let's say the moon was seen in the first half of the night before Chatzos. Does that already exclude the following day for being the following month? So if you have the pasuk of Me Erev Ad Erev, that sounds like from the beginning of the night to the beginning of the night, that's all one day. So that's why, according to that shita, you would say that the entire night is included. And even if the moon is seen earlier in the night, the whole next day is out, and the whole next day must belong to the previous month. But, according to the second pasuk, Rashi explains, according to the pasuk of maybe it starts later than night. The beginning of the night can be to the previous months. So maybe that's an afkamina, whether you see it earlier in the night. Right. So lechore is not. The Gemara assumes that it's not unique to these days. Gemara assumes that this is a cloud that applies outside. Why would you limit it? You know, unless you have a reason to limit it to Pesach or to Yom Kippur, you wouldn't. So that's why the Gemara applies it outside of these days as well. Again, and this is the halacha that applies all over Shas and all over all various halachas. You know, a woman in Catholic Shiva Nikiyam has to have the night time at the beginning of the day. The Rambam writes regarding Osov Esbino, regarding shechting the mother and the child of the same day, starts at night. In every area of halacha, it starts by Shki, it starts by right before, with one exception. One exception, and that's Kachim. The Kachim, regarding Achilas Kachim, so then the Laila Holech Achar Hayom. Laila Holech Achar Hayom. So if you're eating certain Kachim, you can eat it by day and the following night until the morning. So that's the only exception that we usually have, that Achilas Kachim has the Laila's Holech Achar Hayom. Yeah.
Based on yesterday's
Gemara, I'm not responsible. I was not.
If the old moon is seen any time during that night,
is the old moon is seen any time during that?
It's a minimum of 12 hours before you can see the new moon.
Right.
So then how is it possible to...
Right, so again, that's a Rashi dealt with that problem earlier. The Rashi dealt with, asked that seer about the 12th to 13th skinny line of Rashi. He says, V'yim Tomar. He says, Pshite Yimakachim, that he's not going to see it anyway.
So what's the Nath? Then there is no Nath.
So Rashi deals with the problem, let's say, in terms of the Manda Amar of Mahayman Allah Edom. So then you wouldn't do it during that time period. So I'm going to eat them to, in order to, I heard there was a discussion of Bezdin's making people lie yesterday. Again, that's, again, a very important, very interesting topic. But again, that is, hopefully we'll get back to that one day. Okay, Amar Rav Zera, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Sveika L'Kamei Shadinon. Rav Zera says that any suffix you throw further. What does that mean? It means that when we have Yantif, let's say we have Yantif on Pesach, we have the 15th day of Nisan, so we know that we have 2 days of Yantif. What do we have? We have the 15th and the 16th. We don't have 2 days of Yantif, the 14th or the 15th. We always have, whenever we have a suffix in terms of what day is supposed to be the Yantif, we go further, the 15th and the 16th, meaning because we're not sure, the original sake of the Yobah was, we're not sure whether the month got an extra day or not. So if it got an extra day, if the previous month was Malay, so then our 15th is really the 14th. That's why you have to hold the following day also, the 16th, because that's really the 15th. You always hold the following day. Says the Gemara Lameimar, and this means the Chameser Veshisar Avdinan. We always count the 15th and the 16th for Yantif. Ask the Gemara, Abrisa Lo Avdinan. We don't do the 14th. We don't have to take the Yomath counting the previous day for Yantif Sheni. Levinami Arbesar, why not? Why aren't we worried about the previous day might be a Yantif? Dilma Chasru Hala Ava Chasru Hala Elol. Maybe the previous months, if you have two Chasers in the previous months, both 29 days of the previous months, so then the 14th day of your counting is really the 15th day. And really you should be worried that the 14th day is Yantif. So why are we only worried? Why is the only Chash the following day? We have Yantif Shadi 15th and 16th. Why not put it in the 15th? Answers the Gemara, no. Tre Yarchi Chaseri Kala Islahu. 2 months in a row with 29 days, that's something that people are going to be talking about. That's something that's going to have a call. That's something that is not such a usual occurrence. So therefore, if you had 2 days of 29 days in a row, you could assume that you would have found out about it. And if not, you can assume that it did not happen. And that's why we only have to count the 15th and the 16th, not the 14th and the 15th. Well, according to one sheet, according to Acherim, they alternate always. But we posit that it's not always alternating. Acherim, that one sheet to hold, is always alternating no matter what. But we know that Beis Din can change that. We just know you have to have, within every 19-year cycle, you have to have, you know, a certain amount of years of an extra month, a certain amount of years without an extra month, within a certain general time, but not dafka that it's going to be alternating. Well, two chasers they know, but three malays. Wait, could even be the 17th? If it's so many malays, it's going to be even the 17th. So then we assume that by that, but sorry, no. Say, but what do you mean the 14th? But again, if it's only chasers, it's going to make the day come earlier. If it's a chaser, it's going to make it earlier, and therefore, what you think is the 15th is really the 14th. 14th or 30th. But if it's extra malays, if they don't see if it's malays, that's going to be later. But we don't make a person hold Yantav Shlishi. Just Yantav Sheni is the most that we do. Says the Gemara, Levi ikla l'Bavel b'chatzar b'tishrei. Levi comes to Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei, meaning the day after Yom Kippur. Omar, he says, Basim tavshilo de bavloi biyomarava de ma'arava. The delicacies, the pots of Bavel, smell great on this day of Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, he's sarcastically telling them that while you're eating, you think today is the 11th day of Tishrei, it's really Yom Kippur. It's really Yom Kippur, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they had made the previous month Mu'ubar. They had made Elam Mu'ubar, which we've said in the past couple of daf is very unusual for that to happen, but they made this year the previous month 30 days. Therefore, what you think is the 11th day of Tishrei is really the 10th day of Tishrei. So it's really Yom Kippur. So what are you eating? So Amre Le Asis, they say to him, Levi, testify about it. We don't believe you. You know, get up there and testify in front of us that you know it's Yom Kippur today. So Amar Lahu, he said, no, I can't. Lo shamati b'vezin mekudesh. I did not hear. I wasn't exactly there. You know, I heard. I know for sure that they were going to do it, and I didn't see it mamish. I didn't hear it come out of their mouth. We're going to have on Amud Beis that the Edom, when it comes to Tishrei, maybe others as well, the Edom have to wait before they go out to the communities. They have to wait mamish till they hear Beis Din say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, this month is sanctified. So Levi didn't want to testify, didn't want to say for sure, because he had left beforehand. He left beforehand, so that's why he didn't mention it. A couple of important points that Tosfos discusses here. Number one is probably the most basic issue, is how did he come on Yom Kippur? If he thought today was Yom Kippur, it sounds like Levi was from the Yom Kippur mentality. It's Yom Kippur, so how did he travel on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, Erev Hosali Yom Kippur. So how did he come? Tosfos asks at the top. So how did he come on Yom Kippur? So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. The Ritva explains it a little more thoroughly. Tosfos' answers. He has two pshatim. He says, number one, maybe, really doesn't mean he came on Yom Kippur. It means he came beforehand. It means he was there by Yom Kippur. But he had heard earlier that these days, the day was going to be a mali. Number one. Number two, maybe it means that he was within the tchum already. He was in the tchum. He didn't come from Eretz Yisrael. He was inside the tchum from beforehand, and he was in the tchum, so he came on Yom Kippur today to tell them. But again, he had heard earlier about it. So that is one question dealt with by Tosfos. The other question dealt with by Tosfos is that, what happened here? So Levi says, it's Yom Kippur. They say, tell us. And he says, no, I don't know for sure. So it sounds like that was the end of the story. They went on eating. So why didn't Levi try to stop them? Well, just because he didn't hear Mekodesh? What about the principle of, making sure your friend eating on Yom Kippur. You know, aren't you going to stop him? So ask Tosfos. You know, how does he not do anything in the middle of Tosfos? Yim Tomar. According to what he assumes, it's Yom Kippur. So how can he let them eat? Tosfos has an amazing chiddush. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos. You know what this is an application of? Hatznan l'kaman, what we have in the second parak. Asher tikru osam mikroi kodesh, beim bezmanam ein shalob bezmanan. We know that there's a drasha based on the pasuk that Bezdin is going to sanctify the month, whether it is time or not. V'yarmina b'gemara atem afilu shogegin, atem afilu mezidin, afilu mutin. It's Rosh Chodesh, even if Bezdin makes a mistake, even if Bezdin is misinformed, even if they do it b'mezid. They're mekadesh the wrong month, the wrong day, still it works. So what does Tosfos do here? Tosfos is extrapolating a principle that's usually used by Bezdin. If Bezdin sanctifies the month incorrectly, it still works. And Tosfos is using that for people who are keeping the wrong day. People who are keeping the wrong Yom Kippur. Still, because they're doing it, so, afilu mutin, afilu mezidin. That's what the Ritva says. What's Tosfos talking about? Ritva says, this is a principle by Bezdin, not a principle by people's minhag. So Ritva has to give a different answer. But again, that is Tosfos' application, using the principle of afilu mutin, afilu mezidin, using that to explain the behavior of the people of Bavel. And that's why Levi didn't say anything, because Levi knew that they had a leg to stand on.
This is a whole community.
It's a whole community. So maybe that's why that it tempers Tosfos Chiddush. It's a whole community, so maybe that's how that it's still right. It's still a Chiddush jumping from Bezdin to a community, but that might help. The Turi Evan here gets into a lumpness. He says maybe it's an Eid Echad Neged Harov. Rove months are not Meubar, and that's another way to explain how they could assume that it wasn't for sure that Bezdin was Mekadesh the Chodesh, so therefore they did not keep Yom Kippur. One other Ha'ara, and then we'll continue, and that is, what does it sound like from this Gemara? Look at Rashi for a minute. Rashi and Tosfos. But Rashi says on the fourth skinny line, Asid, they said, be meyer to us. Tell us, be meyer that it's Yom Kippur for sure. V'nekabel aleinu, and we'll accept upon ourselves, v'lo nochal, and we won't eat anymore. It sounds like the Pashas of Gemara is that they were eating. They were having he says, the pot smells so wonderfully, and they were eating, and he was going to tell them, stop eating, they were going to stop eating. If you remember back in Maseches Yuma, we had a discussion of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner wrote in the Tshuva, in the Binyan Sion, if somebody has to break their fast on Yom Kippur, right? Somebody has to break their fast. So he had a suffix, do we say that every morsel of food after he's already broken his fast is another Isser Karis? And another Isser Karis, every morsel? Do we say that? Like an Isser Achila, any Isser Achila. Or do we say no? Remember, what's the point of Yom Kippur? To be in a state of inui, to be in a state of affliction. Once you've had Yusuve Daita, once you've broken your fast and you're ate a little bit, there's no more kares. Because it's finished. You can't be violent. Maybe there's an Isser Drabanan, but there can't be any kares once you've broken your fast. That was a Safi the Aruch Laner had at the end of Maseches Yuma. He spoke about a Mishnah there. But says the Aruch Laner, same author, on this Gemara, it sounds like from this Gemara, from Rashi and Tosfos. Remember, Tosfos is Lashon. What was Tosfos' Lashon? How do you let them eat? There's an Isser Kares. It sounds like there is an Isser Kares, because what? They've been eating all day. Oh, they have to stop eating. What do you mean? You have to stop them from eating. They're violating Isser Kares. What do you mean they're violating? They already broke their fast. They're not in a state of eating anymore. So it's Lashon from this Gemara that there is an Isser Kares even after they broke the fast. That's what it sounds like from Rashi and even more Mefurish and Tosfos, who uses the Lashon of Kares. So that's a Yerucham Fischer Perlow in his Los Asays, one of the greats of 100 years ago. He quotes, he says, I've seen one of the Achronim say the following Chiddush. Doesn't quote who it is. He probably means the Aruch Laner. He says, I've seen one of the Achronim that says that there's a possibility that once you break your fast, there's no Isser Kares anymore. And he says, and the Raya is, but he does not agree with it. And he quotes our Gemara as a Raya. Our Gemara is a Raya that once, even though you've broken your fast and you're not in the state of Inui anymore, there still would be an Isser Kares every morsel that one eats. Okay, so a couple of important inyanim regarding this short little story about Levi. Let's continue now. Machmir Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan announces, Kol hecha debatu shluchei nisav lebatu shluchei tishrei, levdu trei yomei, gzeira nisan atu tishrei. We know that the shluchim, we're going to get into this in the next couple of blots. We're going to talk all about the shluchim, the messengers of Beis Din going out. Well, there is really two stages. First, it's the stage of the witnesses who see the moon coming to court. And then the second stage of the Beis Din sending out the messengers to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh is. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the Beis Din sends out, as we had a couple of days ago in the Mishnah, the Beis Din sends out shluchim both in Nisan and in Tishrei. Says Rabbi Yochanan, though, that we will see later on in today's daf, there is no Chilul Shabbos allowed for those messengers. They're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The Edom coming might be able to be Mechal Shabbos, but the Shluchim going out are not able to be Mechal Shabbos. So, the Shluchim of Nisan and Tishrei don't reach the same cities by Yontif. Because after all, Tishrei, you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and you have Yom Kippur when you're not allowed to travel. Nisan, you don't have any Yontif besides Shabbos. So that's why the shluchim of Tishrei are not going to get as far as the shluchim of Nisan. So Rabbi Yochanan makes the following rule. Any place which the shluchim could reach in Nisan, but the shluchim of Tishrei wouldn't reach there, those places have to hold 2 days of Yontif. Even in Nisan, even when the shluchim came and they know when Rosh Chodesh is, those places still have to hold 2 days of Yontif. Why? Gzeira Nisan atu Tishrei. Gzeira, because of cases where the shluchim might not come, and they might hold 1 day, even though they don't know. So, because we don't want to make any problems, right? Imagine a city that has Yontif Sheni sometimes and not all times. It'd be so confusing. You know, is it 1 day, 2 days, which Yontif is it? Pesach, Sukkot, we don't know. So, says Rabbi Yochanan, you know, always keep 2 days in those cities. Rabbi Iva Bar Nagui, Rabbi Bar Abba, these two rabbis, who are Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, Eklu Ahu Asra. They visited a place, they went to a place like this occurred, where the shluchim got there in Nisan and not in Tishrei. And they only did 1 day of Yontif there. And these two rabbis didn't say a word to them. Shamar Rabbi Yochanan, the Rebbe, hears that his Talmidim were quiet. They didn't say his Shita, v'ikpid. He was very machmed about it. He says, Amalahu, Lav Amriluchu, didn't I tell you? I told you that you have to keep 2 days. So why don't you say anything to them? So he was upset at them. Period. Asks the two Re'evan, asks the Shagasariyeh on this Gemara, so what did we just say in these places? They always have to have 2 days. Even if the Shluchim got there in Nisan, they always have to hold 2 days. So he asks the two Re'evan, so why they send Shluchim there in the first place? What's the big tercha? They were going to have to hold 2 days anyway. So why did they send Shluchim there in the first? Even, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Even if Shluchim got there in Nisan, still they hold 2 days. So don't send the Shluchim. What's the difference? They have to hold 2 days anyway. Save themselves the tercha. Says the Re'evan, no, there's still a nafkamina. There's a nafkamina whether you're holding the yontif because of a real suffix d'oraisa, you don't know, or you're holding the yontif al t'minag avaseinu biyadeinu. This is the minag. We know when yontif is, but we're still doing it. The two nafkaminas are, we've had them already in Maseches Beitza. Number one is kfura. Could Yisrael do kfura on yontif sheni? Yisrael could only do kfura on yontif sheni if it's only based on minag avaseinu, not based on a real suffix d'oraisa. So that's a big difference. Kfura and the other nafkamina he has is chola, in terms of Jew taking medicine on the second day. Those are the two nafkaminas quoted in Shulchan Aruch about Yontif Sheni, but those two nafkaminas only apply if it's only Mishum Minag Avoseinu. We really know when Yontif is, but we're doing it because of the Minag of Shol Chubitam, what it says in Beis on Dav Dalet. But that's why they still send Shluchim out. He says, the nafkamina lin yimeis v'rafua, the avdi beiz yamin, b'li shluchim, havel yantif sheni safik yantif, v'yefshar likvar bo meis, olasas bo rafua ad Yisrael, davali safik yantif shal Torah, ula chumra. But once shluchim got there, then it will just be based on a minag av oseinu, of a gzera, but not because of a real safik d'oraisa. So that's the two Re'evans, two nafkaminas, why they would still send out the shluchim, even though they kept 2 days always in these places. Those in terms of certain medicines. The people, they might not say this goes along hand in hand. Might not go along the same hand in hand. But in terms of those two menhagim about Misa and medicine. Vayter, Rava, Havi Ragol, Havi Yosef, Tanisa, Trey Yome. Rava used to keep 2 Yom Kippurs. He used to fast for 2 days. Because he was never 100% sure when that Elul was on Me'ubar, so he was worried the 11th day was also the 10th day, so that's why he always kept 2 days. Zimna chada ishtakal kavasei. You know what? One time it came out that he was right. So therefore, he was happy about it, but he took pride in that he did this all these years, and he finally, one of the years, it really worked out that way. Right? This minhag is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it's unbelievable, but quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah writes at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, the last Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Yesh machmirim la'aso shnei yomim yom ha-kippurim. Summer machmir, this Gemara. The ain linhog b'chumrazu mishum diish lachas yavol de sakana. According to the Arizarua, the Ramah says we shouldn't do this because asi de sakana, as we're going to see in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah explains also that what does it mean ain roy linhog b'chumrazu? He quotes even a more basic reason, not just because of sakana. Ki be'emes b'din ain lachush. Really, mi ikar adin, we shouldn't be choshesh because what's the whole reason we do 2 days of yantav bisman hazeh? Minag avoseinu biyadeinu. There was never a minhag to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. Certain yechidim in Klal Yisrael, Rav and Ar Gemara. But that minhag never caught on. So the only reason we keep 2 days of Yom Kippur is a minhag, and there is no minhag for that. So that is why we don't do it. The Magen Avraham on that siman in Tafresh Ayin, Tafresh Chav Dalet, adds on another point. He says, if you keep a second day of Yom Kippur, then you're basically saying the first day was Erev Yom Kippur, and you fasted the whole day, so you lost out in the midst of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So you don't want to have that either. So that's why another reason why it's not a good idea. I don't think we need any chizuk in this area. I think we're okay. We'll take the kula of not fasting for 2 days of Yom Kippur. What's there from Rosenzweig, a little more... Again, it's not part of a larger share, maybe a little more fundamental idea. Not just sakana, not a minhag, but maybe Yom Kippur, its essence has to be one day. You can't have a Yom Tov Sheni of Yom Kippur. The mahus of Yom Kippur, the power of Yom Kippur, of Itzumo Shel Yom, of, you know, it's also the Kapara, the Tara, that itself has to be one day. You can't have a diluted two-day Yom Kippur. It's got to be one day. Again, other rayas, we're not going to talk about it now, but it might be another reason why we don't have Yom Kippur 2 days. It's not just because it's sakana and minog, but because fundamentally Yom Kippur is Yom, right? What's the Masechta called? We mentioned it's Dabez and Yuma. Masechta is Yuma, the day. The day, the first Marsha and Yuma. It's just called the day, right? We know what the day is. The day is Yom Kippur. So that might also, this also might be part of that, that there can't be a Yom Tov Sheni if Yom Kippur, because fundamentally Yom Kippur is so unique in what it is, so it has to be one day. Did he keep other Nihugim of Yom Kippur, not just fasting? What about the other Heinuyim? So again, the Heinuyim, that might relate to whether the other Heinuyim are also Daraisa. Maybe all of the Daraisas, Machlokas, Rebbe Tam, and the others, the end of Yuma. But again, I'm not sure. The Gemara just says Yosef B'Tanisa. Let's continue. Rav Nachman, Yosef B'Tanisa, Kul Yom HaTikipur. Rav Nachman also fasted Kul Yom HaTikipur. I'm sorry. Rav Nachman fasted Yom Kippur. So he was about to break his fast. It was Masal Yom Kippur. Lo'urta, he comes home. He's all ready to break the fast. Asahu Gavra. All of a sudden, a man comes. Interestingly, just says, Hu Gavra. Doesn't tell us that it was a Rav. Just says it was a messenger. Amar Leilo Machar Yom Rav Marava. He says, you know what? Tomorrow's Yom Kippur. The Mamash about to break his fast, and he hears tomorrow's Yom Kippur. He says, what? Alem Echad, where are you from? Amar Leilo Midamaharia. I'm from Demaharia. Amar Leilo, he says, Dam Yehe Achriso. Oh, you're causing me to have blood, meaning I'm going to sakanas nefashas here. You know what you're making me do? So he was so upset that he told him. So the Mepharshim say, what do you mean he was so upset? He says being mezakim to know when real Yom Kippur was. So the answer was that this wasn't a Rav, this was Stam and Eid Echad. So Maker didn't even really have to listen to him. He was going to be Machmir, because Yom Kippur, Savi Daraisi, he's already putting it into his head. But he couldn't, you come half an hour later? You know, give me a half an hour to see. So, but again, that's why it was Mitoch Chumrah. Right, wasn't Mitoch Maker Adin. That's why he was upset about it. Kari Ale, and he called about this person, Kalim Hayu Rodfenu. Very quickly were those who oppress us. Again, alluding to the fact that, you know, he wanted to eat right now. But that's the pasuk that's quoted. Next, Shalach Rav Huna bar Avin L'Rava, Kadchazes Tamashko Tzukuvas Tevis, that Shitzar B'Nisan, a little more regarding the Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rav Huna says, when we see that the Tzukuvas Tevis is not going to end until the 16th of Nisan, what does this mean? We know there are four solar seasons throughout the year. Tzukuvas Nisan, every 3 months, Nisan Nisivan, Tammuz, Tzukuvas Tammuz, and then Tzukuvas Tishrei, and then Tzukuvas Teves. Did I get it right? Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev? Right, Teves Shvat Adar. Every 3 months. That's the Tekufa. So the Tekufa of Teves ends Pesach time, and Tekufas Nisan is about to start. So Rav Huna says, if we calculate that the solar Tekufa of Teves is not going to end until the 16th of Nisan, Meaning the first, the Kufas Nisan is not going to start till the 16th, till the second day of Yantif, then you got to add on an extra month beforehand. You can't have Tkufas Teves going so far into Nisan. Tkufas Nisan has to start the latest, let's say this now and then we'll see the Gemara, the latest Tkufas Nisan could start is the 14th of Nisan. That's the latest we're going to have it start because the Tkufa, based on the Pasuk, has to start when the moon's getting bigger. That's to start in the first half of the month. So if the Tkufas Nisan falls out on the 15th of Nisan, so that we don't have to add on a month previously. We just have to add on a day to Adar. So you don't have to add on a whole month. Because if you add on a day to Adar, then it's going to be pushed up to the 14th. But if Tkufas Nisan, we project, is going to start on the 16th of Nisan, then we're off by 2 days. So adding on a day to Adar is not going to help. So that's why Rav Huna says here, you got to add on an extra month previously. So let's read it again. If we see that Tkufas Teves will continue until the 16th of Nisan, meaning we're 2 days off, then you have to add on a month to the previous year. And don't worry, even though I know there are other opinions in this regard, don't worry about the other opinions, because what I say is based on a pasuk. Tchsiv, as the pasuk says, Shamar es chodesh aviv, guard the month, the spring month. Shamar aviv shel tkufa sheyeh b'chodesh nisan. Guard the aviv shel tkufa, meaning the tkufa of Nisan, that should be b'chodesh nisan, which we darshan b'chidusha shel nisan. Right, in the newness of Nisan, as the month is getting, as the moon is getting bigger. So that's why it has to be by the 14th. So if you're off by 2 days, you have to add on a previous month. Amar lahu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Lahanhu nechuse yama. Rav Nachman once told people who were people who are nechuse yama, going down to sea, seafarers, atun delo yaditu bekvia dayarcha. You're not going to exactly know when Yantif is. So what's the only thing that you have in the sea? The only thing you have is the looking at the moon. So that's how you got to figure out when Pesach is. Let me tell you something. Yichazisu siara de mishlam liyoma. When you see that the moon is setting close to sunrise, that's when you know ba'iru chamira, destroy your chametz. That's when you know that happens on the 14th of the month, and therefore that's the day of Erev Pesach. You have to destroy your chametz. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Emas mashlu b'chamesar. That happens on the 15th day of the month. That's the first day of Pesach, the day late. That's the day late that occurs. Really, they have to be Mevar on the 14th. It's going to be too late. So the answer is no. Liditu de migli luhu alma. Out at sea, there's no pollution. There's no other darkening factors. It's unobstructed vision of the stars, of the moon. So there they see it a day earlier. Me'arbisar mashlam. They'll see it on the 14th, and therefore they'll be able to destroy their chametz, to get rid of their chametz then, to befot hashmisu on the Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, we're almost, this long perek, this lengthy perek, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, one more day. Says the Mishnah, Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalon Es HaShabbos, on 2 months, the Edim that are going to come tell Beis Din that they saw the month are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on 2 months. Rashi explains here that really Me'ikar HaDin Mida O'Raisa, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for all the months. As we're going to have a drasha in the pasuk, really Mida O'Raisa, all the months they can come. But Chazal said they asked because there are only 2 months that are defining. Therefore, the following 2 months are the only ones that the Chazal said they left it at the Din D'Oraisa. But the other months they said they're not allowed. Al Nisan, Al Tishrei, only on 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos coming to Beis Din. Shebahen Shluchin Yotzin L'Surya, because in those months Shluchin go out to Surya. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Those are the 2 months that Shluchin go out to Chutz La'aretz, which shows the chashivas of those months, and therefore, those are the months that we are Mechal Shabbos for. Why Dafka Surya? It's all Chutz La'aretz. So Surya, they always go out. So the Meiri explains here, Dafka says Surya, because other parts of Chutz La'aretz, at least originally, they used to use the torches. The Mishnayos are going to describe later on in the Masechta. They used to use torches on the mountains in order to be able to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh was. In Surya, they never used torches. It was too far away. It was too on the other side of the mountain range. And if they never used torches there, that's where it says here, because in Surya, they send Shluchim. They always send Shluchim to Surya. That's why Dafket picks to say Surya, even though it applies to the other parts as well. Ubahen, on those 2 months, Misaknas Amodos. Those are the two critical months in terms of knowing when the Yom Tovim are, right? Pesach in Nisan, Sukkot, and then Shavuos is connected to Pesach. So therefore, you don't have to know exactly for the later. And Tishrei has, of course, Sukkos. Ukshay Beis HaMikdash Kayam, but when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Mechalan Afal Kulon Bebeit HaKanes HaKarban. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, they were Mechal Shabbos for every month, because they wanted to make sure they brought their proper Karban, and therefore, of Rosh Chodesh, Karban Musafs, so that's why they were Mechal for every month. The major Machlokas here, sort of the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Pnei Yeshua. Rambam in the Pnei Yeshua. What's the machlokes? What are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos for? The Rambam paskins, he doesn't limit it. So it sounds like the Rambam holds he can be mechal Shabbos anything. Any chol Shabbos. You're allowed to come to Bezer no matter what you have to do. You're allowed to carry outside the tchum, and you're allowed to drive there, and you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to do anything. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Gibel. That's what it sounds like. Markivin also ala chamar, v'afilu b'mita, and if there's an enemy there, you're allowed to take weapons with you. It sounds like anything you want, you're allowed to do, says the Rambam. The Pnei Yeshua here says, you're right, it sounds that way. It says machalin, so I agree that it sounds that way, but if that's true, then I have a problem. Because we know there's a major issue whether we say his lashon of asei docha losa asei sheyesh bo kares. We know asei docha losa asei. Major sugi we've discussed in the past. How do you view it? Hutra dechuya. How do you view an asei docha losa asei? Tzitzis and shatnis, mil and saras. So here, what's happening? Says the Pnei Yeshua. It's the asei of kiddush achodesh which is allowing you to violate Shabbos losa asei, and not just any losa asei. Shabbos is a losa asei sheyesh bo kares. So if it's true that really you can violate all losases here for Shabbos, it's real chilul Shabbos, why don't we prove from this Gemara that ase docha losase sheish bo kares? Ask the Pnei Yeshua. And I don't know why we don't extend this. What, you want to say it's based on a special pasuk here? He says maybe it's based on a special pasuk, but he says, I'd rather say, he says, nearly at the end, nearly dahai chilul tekula sugya, eino ela inyin lav de machamer. He says he thinks that Chil Shabbos here doesn't mean all Chil Shabbos. It means specifically the lav of Machamer. What's Machamer? Either leading your animal or using your animal. It's not an Isser D'Araisa, one of the Malachas. It's not one of the Malachas. It's either just an Asay. We had this discussion at the end of Masechta Shabbos, all the way at the end. Whether it's just an Asay or it's a Losa Asay. But either way, it's not a lav Sheish Bo Kares. That is the Pnei Yeshua Shita. That when it says Chilul here, all it means is Machamer. It doesn't mean the other Malachas. We have to work that out, because in tomorrow's daf we're going to have a case where the Edom were sick and he carried them in the bed. Is that Machamer? You're just putting that on the donkey? It doesn't sound that way. But that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Pnei Yeshua.
Rashi said on the end of your test that
So chutz l'tchum. Right, so limiting latis chutz l'tchum, or that's the most common. Not lav dafka. But it's Lazakut Zuchum, that's the first thing that you're going to have to be chilul. So I don't know if he's limiting it, but he's definitely saying more than the Pnei Yeshua, not just Mechamer. Yeah.
Shabbos is also an
Asay. So right, there are a number of problems with the Pnei Yeshua. Number one is what you just said. Shabbos is also an Asay. So this has nothing to do with Asay Docha Los Asay Vasay. Number one. Number two, usually Asay Docha Los Asay requires Be'idna. At the same exact moment, you're bekimekayim the asay when you're violating the los asay. Here, you have hours and hours of los asay before you get to the asay. So again, there are a number of questions on it, but that's the shita of the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, says the Gemara, Abis Chadashim Besulo. So Chilul Shabbos is only allowed for 2 months and no more. V'arminu Avov Chadashim Shluchin Yosin. But we know, we learned in the Mishnah earlier in Daf Yud Ches, that for 6 of the months, the Shluchin are sent out. So shouldn't we say that the Edim's coming to court to tell the Beis Din and the Shluchim going out to tell the Tzibor, shouldn't they go together? So if you're going to send Shluchim out for 6 of the months, so why shouldn't the Chilul Shabbos work for all 6? No, there's a difference. This is what we alluded to on Amar Aleph today. And that is, when it comes to all the other months, the shluchim, once they see Beis Din decided what to do, they could already leave. They could leave the night before. They don't have to hear from Beis Din, Mekudesh, that month is sanctified. Once they're basically pretty sure, and they're sure that Beis Din is going to do this, even the Beis Din didn't do it yet. Maybe the Beis Din will change their mind during the night. There's that slight chance. Still, we don't have to worry about it. Edom are allowed to go out, even without Beis Din saying Mekudesh. So therefore, they're not meshubed to hearing it from Beis Din. So we're not going to let the Edom coming to court be Mechal Shabbos, because even if they're delayed a couple hours and they get to court and Beis Din doesn't have the chance to do it, the Edom can leave, the Shluchim can leave already. So that's why we're not going to allow them to be Mechal Shabbos. But by Nisan and Tishrei, the Shluchim are not allowed to leave until Beis Din says Mekudesh Mekudesh. We don't fool around. When it comes to Nisan and Tishrei, they have to hear Beis Din say Mekudesh Mekudesh. So because they have to wait until Beis Din says it, so if we delay them and don't allow them to be Mechal Shabbos, we could lose a day or two. So that is why, dafka, by these 2 months, we allow the chilul of the Edom coming to court. Tanya Nami Hachi, a brisa also says this. Al kulad yosim ba'erev, al nisan val tishrei. Every on all of them, they can leave the night before, even without hearing it from Beis Din. I'm sorry, yosim ba'erev, al nisan val tishrei, ashish mi Beis Din mekudesh. Al nisan and tishrei, they have to hear from Beis Din, know that it was sanctified. Tanya Rabban, aminayim l'shmacha alon alayim l'shashabiz. What's the makar? And according to as Rashi said before, that means Oraisa for all the months, that the Edom are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, Tamalomar, Eilam, Oadei Hashem, Ashetikru, Osam, B'Mo'adam. These are the months that you will call them in their time. And in their time, meaning you have to do it in their time, Afilu, if it means, be Mechal Shabbos. Yachu, Kshem, Shemachal, and Ashi's Kachu, Kach, Mechal, and Ashi's Kaimu. You might have thought that just like the Edom are allowed to come, be the Oraisa, be Mechal Shabbos, to get Bezin to be Mekadishit, so too the Shluchim, who are going out to be Mechal Shabbos, to be Mekayim, the Yomim Tovim, to make sure that everybody knows exactly when the Yomim Tovim are. Tamalomer, no, Asher Tikru'u Osam. That you call them, Al Kriyasam Atamachalel, Vi'iyatamachalel Al Kiyuman. On the Kriya, you're allowed to be Machalel, but not on the Kiyum. Not on the Kiyum of the Yom Tovim. Again, the Rishonim here discuss, you know, what's the fact that Beis Din was Mekadeshit, so how is that so significant? Isn't the point of Klal Yisrael keeping the right day? So the Ron and the Riffa here deal with that problem of what's the significance of the Kriya itself, even separate from the fact that Bnei Yisrael might not know the exact day that it's going to be. Okay. Ukshay Beis HaMikdash Kaya, the Mishnah said that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Mechal and Afal Kulon, then the Edim were Mechalal for every month, the Karnas HaKarban. You want to make sure that the Karban Musaf comes on the right day. Remember, we had earlier as well in the previous Masechtas, they stopped accepting Edom at a certain time also because they didn't want to mess up the shear of the Levium on Rosh Chodesh. So for sure, the carbon itself, they didn't want to take chances with. So that is why they're Mechal Shabbos for every month. Tanur Rabbanan, Rishon Mechal Nafal Kulon. Originally, they were Mechal on every month. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash. Once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Amar Lehen Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, "V'chiyish carbon." Is there any more carbon? There's no reason to be mechal anymore. So his kinush lo yimechal and ella al nisan mal tishrei bilvad. So he made the takana only nisan and tishrei. Period. Next mishnah. Beitch nira ba'alil, beitch lo nira ba'alil, mechal and olav ha'shabbos. Tanakama says, whether it is obvious to everyone, whether everybody saw the moon or not, either way, the Edom are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. I mean, the Edom can say to themselves, it's such a clear night. Beis Din obviously saw the moon in Yerushalayim. No, Tanna Kamma says it doesn't matter. They're allowed to get in the car, according to the Rambam, and drive, and go, and tell the Beis Din that they saw the moon. The Pnei Yeshua just notes the chiddush of this, that the whole idea that you can be Mechal is a chiddush. So you might have said, in chobal el chidusho. You might have limited the chiddush. You might have said that, you know, if it's obvious to everybody, you can still, isn't that a shalol tzarech? Isn't that a chilul tzarech? Says the Bnei Yeshua, no, that must be that. No, you can't take chances. Maybe it's clear here, but it's not clear there. You don't know for sure. So even though you think it's 100% clear, you heard the forecast, there's not a cloud in the entire Middle East, doesn't matter, still, you are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Rabbi Yossi says, limits it. Im nira ba'alil, im mechalim lovza Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it's not seen clearly, then no chilul Shabbos is allowed. Ma'isa Shavar Yossi Meirbam Zug. There's a story that more than 40 pairs passed by. Machlok has what kind of day it is. Let's assume it's Shabbos. Let's assume it was on Shabbos. There were 40 pairs that were passing by Lud, the Ikvim, Rabbi Kiva Balud. Rabbi Kiva stopped them. Because Rabbi Kiva felt that, you know what, it's so obvious. There are so many of you saw it. It must be that everybody saw it. I'm not going to allow you to be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore you have to stay here. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Akiva. This is already getting into tomorrow's Gamliel Rabbi Akiva discussions. Im akev ata es harabim nimseis machshilon la'asilavo. Later on, actually, Rabbi Gamliel says to him that if you don't allow them to come, then they're not going to come next time either. And then we might run into problems. Because they're going to say, they're going to see it next time, and they're going to say, oh, remember last time Rabbi Akiva didn't let us go. You know what? There are probably others. I'm not going to be b'toreach anymore. So Rabbi Gamliel says you have to let them come. You have to let them come, and If we have enough, we have enough. And if we have more than enough, we'll have more than enough. You have to let him come. The Mishnah's word for seeing clearly was aliel. How do you know the word aliel means revealed? The words of Hashem are pure. Ketzav tsarif, like cleansed silver. Ba'aliel la'aretz, clear to the ground. Mizukach shivasayim, cleansed shivatayim, seven folks. That's how you know the word aliel means clear. Rav Shmuel, fascinating machlokas. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar. The machlokas is going to be, was Shlomo HaMelech as smart as Moshe Rabbeinu? That's the machlokas. Chad Amar. Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam. There were 50 levels of understanding created in the world. The Kula Nitnu L'Moshe Chasar Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu got 49. 49 levels of Bina. We know for every good thing in the world is a bad thing. For every bad thing is a good thing. That's why you have Memta Shari Tuma. It's Kenega, the Memta Shari Bina. So Memta Shari Bina, 49 levels of Bina in the world were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shene'emar v'tachasriyav ma'at me'elokim. And it says, man is just a little bit less than Elohim. A little bit less. Just one of the Shari Bina. He just didn't understand. See on the side, it says, Yediyas Hashem ala mituso. The only thing he didn't understand is Hashem. Understand everything else. He just didn't understand Kadosh Baruch Hu. Farshim point out that that 50th one is qualitatively much larger and it's infinite. It's infinite. So it's just impossible to have that Bina. Yeah?
Bina is not the opposite of Tumah.
Correct. Okay, Bina is not exactly opposite of Tumah. So, but you have to say Bina is parallel to Kedusha. Bina is understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kedusha. That's Tara. Understanding Ruchnius. Bikesh, the Gemara continues. Bikesh Koheles Limso Devre Chavetz. Koheles, meaning Shlomo HaMelech, wanted also to be like him. Bikesh Koheles Leos Kamoshe. Koheles wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yatsa Basko Va'amrlo. Basko goes out and says no. V'ksav Yosher Divrei Emes. Basko goes out. The Basko goes out and says this. V'lo kam Navi Od Be Yisrael Kamoshe. Nobody's like Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sorry, Shlomo HaMelech. Nobody is like Moshe. All of my first deal with. What was his Havamina? He knows the Shlomo knew Pasuk in Chumash. V'lo kam Navi Kamoshe. What was he thinking? So I saw the Megalias Hashas here has a. Quotes two different shatim. Quotes for the first one, the Chassam Sofer. What was he thinking? So he quotes, if you look in the Pesukim, L'kam Navi Od B'Yisrael Kamoshe, so it says, it's going on the last Pasuk, L'kol Yad HaChazaka, L'kol Amor HaGadol. So he thought, L'kam Navi Od Kamoshe, just in terms of the godless of his feats that he did. But not in terms of the Shari Bina, because what's the next Pasuk? L'kol Yad HaChazaka, L'kol Amor HaGadol, and Rashi quotes all the great feats that he did. He split the Yam Suf and he broke the Luchos. So Shlomo HaMelech thought, L'kam Navi Kamoshe, in terms of what he did, not of his Bina achievements. That was the Havamina. And according to the Basko went out and said, no, it's regarding everything. That's one Shat the Chassam Sofer says. And then he quotes another one from the Bava Rebbe based on a Gra. I don't know if we mentioned this Gra in the past, but it's an amazing Gra, which I think we mentioned in Shiurim a couple of years ago on Shavuos. That is, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra and in Menachos that has a Machlokas Tanoim, who wrote the last eight Psukim of the Torah. Amazing Machlokas. Moshe Rabbeinu or Yehoshua Ben Nun? The last eight Psukim, which talks about Moshe's death. Did Moshe Rabbeinu write it or did Yeshua write it? So one of the opinions is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, but he wrote it Bedema. He wrote it Bedema. So what does Bedema mean? So Rashi there quotes, he was crying. He was crying when he wrote it. He was crying there. Yamas Moshe Eved Hashem. Right? He was crying when he wrote it. So Bedema, find that he was crying. But a little man before Hashem asked, but how could he write it? Vayamas. It's a lie. He didn't die yet. Right? It doesn't say, nowhere else in the Torah. In the Torah it says future. Somebody will die. How could he write Vayamas Moshe? He didn't die yet. So says the Vilna Gaon. Humble, this is... Classic Vilna Gaon, he says, Dema, I argue on Rashi. You know what Dema comes from? The word Meduma. Meduma, what's Meduma? When you have Truma and Chul and Mu'ur of Zebazeh. He wrote it, but Dema means he wrote it when it was mixed up. What does that mean? He doesn't quote it, but the Ramban in his Akdama La Torah writes that really, Kol HaTorah Shmosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is really Shem Hashem. It's just spelled differently. We put the breaks between the words in certain places. But really, the entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem. You can read it differently. Bera, right? Your Bereshis doesn't have to be the word Bereshis. Just... It could be read different ways. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he received the Torah from Hashem, Hashem decoded it for him. Hashem gave it to him in a way that he could read it, that it's meaningful for us. Says the Gra, the last eight psukim, Hashem did not decode. The last eight psukim, he gave it to him he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu in the psula state, so he didn't say Vayamas Moshe Eved Hashem. It just said something else. It was those last eight psukim straight with the letters. So that's what it means, Meduman. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it was mixed up. Yeshua ben Nun decoded it and wrote and figured out that it's Vayamatz Moshe Ever Hashem and he put it into words that we can understand. It says the Gra, you can look at that Gra, it's in Zos HaBracha, it's in Kol Eliyahu, and that's why there's really no Machlokas, because the one who says that Moshe ben Nun wrote it, he wrote it at stage one. The one who says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, that was stage one. Yeshua ben Nun wrote it at stage two. Elu ve'elu, Debir Lekim Chaim. The Gra tries to make shalom between all the shitas. But that's the Gra. So says the Satmar Rebbe now. So Shlomo HaMelech, the Bava Rebbe, I'm sorry, says the Bava Rebbe, that Shlomo HaMelech saw the last day Psukim. He sees Lo Kam Navi Oka Moshe. But he says that's only how Yeshua ben Nun figured out. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say this. Maybe it means something else. Maybe you can read it something else, some other way. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told his last day Psukim. That's why a Baskol has to go out of Shemayim and say, no. Yeshua got it right. So Yeshua ben Nun decoded it exactly as it's supposed to be decoded, and therefore, Bikish Kohelas Lias Kamosha, Kiina Kazam Machisho, Kikamosha Sir from Yeshua, Yachalu, Shlomo HaMelech we're talking about. Shlomo HaMelech was a wise person. So he felt he could also decode. That's why it says, Ksav Yosha Divrei MS. No. Yeshua ben Nun got the MS. Yeshua ben Nun got the MS. Don't start up with Yeshua ben Nun. So that's two pshatim of what was Shlomo HaMelech's Havamina. Number one. Second opinion, V'chad Amar, and the second opinion is, B'neviyim lo kam, b'malachim kam. Lo kam Navi Kamosha. What does that mean? In Neviyim, there was no one greater, but in Malachim, there was. So what does that other pasuk mean? That he wanted something which he didn't get to do. According to the second opinion, Shlomo HaMelech was just as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you do with the other pasuk that he wanted something? No, he wanted. Shlomo HaMelech was so wise, he could see into people's hearts. So he wanted to judge cases based on what were in people's hearts, shalo be'edim, shalo b'hasra, without accepting testimony, without hasra, because hasra is just to know if a person's choking and mazed, and he could figure it out. So that's what he wanted to do. Yatza baskal v'armalok, so yoshin divrei emes alpishnei edim. No, shalom melech. Therefore, you can't judge without testimony. The Maariv Chaya says, why the Baskel goes out? It was right after the story with the two women, and he was going to chop the baby in half. So he was already outside the regular legal system. So the Maariv Chaya says, once he did that, he was going to use his powers in all cases without relying on edus and regular testimony. That's when the Baskel goes out and says, no, you can't. Just one other 30 seconds. So the Biur Hadavik is also one of the Achronim that suggests maybe the Machlokas here is that we know Moshe Rabbeinu was also had the din of a Melech. Morid b'malchus applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the machlokas is when it says lo nokam navi kamoshe, does that mean the personality of Moshe, the person? Moshe was also a melech. That means nobody was like Moshe Rabbeinu, not even a melech, because he was also a melech. Or does it just mean his aspect of being a nevuah, being a navi? So kam navi kamoshe, is that dafka Moshe as navi or Moshe as Moshe, which include his level of malchus. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's shift tomorrow. We finish up the first paragraph.